This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We started off this hour by talking about practical flood safety tips because, of course, we saw the damage and the very real trauma, I think, that have arisen from the floods over the weekend. And relatedly, on today on Twitter, we wanted to talk about what's trending because do not donate here is the one of the hashtags anyway that is trending, and this is right after the Keluarga Malaysia Flood Relief Fund was launched.
Again, just to say, there are other hashtags that we can't bring up, but are sort of related to or circulate around the same topic. This is really coming on the wake of an initiative that was launched by Women, Family and Community Development Minister Dato Sri Rina Harun. And she basically announced the Keluarga Malaysia Flood Relief Fund as an opportunity for the public as well as corporates to donate through the quote-unquote right channel for flood victims. Needless to say, it hasn't been appreciated by most people. I think because for a couple of reasons. One, the fact that we haven't really seen the best response from the authorities to the floods in the first place. But secondly, the fact that the government, who essentially takes our taxes, is asking us to donate for relief. And I think both of these things coming together have really caused a lot of irritation and frustration.
Yeah, you've more or less said it all, I think. That's definitely the tone that I've been seeing and definitely the emotions that I've been feeling as well, because I just fail to understand how exactly this works or why it felt like a good idea. Because I think that you could have announced a Keluarga Malaysia Relief Fund and bankrolled it, right? Like, there's no reason for you to have launched a fund and instead phrase it as a crowdfunded opportunity, when in fact there are many more organizations that are working on the ground at the moment, and in fact just person-to-person assistance that is going on the ground right now that is working in a crowdfunding fashion. It is already happening, and there is no real need for this form of decentralization. There's no need for this particular form of centralization, especially when it is being centered in an institution that has been coming under fire for the response in the first place. Anyway, if we look at the tweets, I struggle to find any that have been particularly kind. These are the ones that we can actually read. I will say that the level of anger on social media is as such that most of them are unreadable. But let's start with this one from Dr. Nikki Cheong, who says, "This is unbelievable. The gall of this climate change denying government to expect taxpayers to donate to a government crowdfund in aid of floods that they should have foreseen, warned the public about and prepared mitigation in advance."
Yep. Most others are in that same vein as well. We have Mortified, who says, "Remember, do not donate here or to that Rina Harun fund as well. They're the government and they have money. Give your money directly to proper NGOs like the Gurdwara, or get items and directly help them if you can." That's a reference to, I think, the PJ Gurdwara Sahib, because they've really been doing a lot of work in terms of sending out particularly food aid.
Yes, they've been incredibly organized, right? That's something that we've seen. We also have Fasha Anderson, who basically points out that this hashtag shows how much Malaysians have lost their faith and trust in the administration. And perhaps because we would rather trust NGOs with our donation, I guess before this, we would have let things slide and closed one eye, but enough is enough.
I just wanted to say that lest the credit for this goes entirely to Rina Harun, that she wasn't the only minister who attempted something like this. So even a couple of days ago, Minister of Environment and Water, Dato Sri Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man, and I just wanted to point out that's his portfolio, also put up a post on social media that gave Malaysians the opportunity to contribute to a flood relief fund, got plenty of criticism, and subsequently took that post down. So really, it's not just one minister who thought this was a good idea.
No, and I guess the other part of it is that there have been people pointing out that ministers could themselves be donating. We've talked quite a bit about the size of the cabinet as well as how much ministers get paid. And that's before we talk about allowances, all the trimmings and so on. So it has been pointed out that ministers themselves could also be contributing. And if they are, that perhaps going public with how exactly and how much would be helpful, because we are seeing a lot of everyday Malaysians stepping up to either donate cash or kind, right? Like you are seeing people donate time, in fact, and dedicate themselves to trying to assist people. And so considering the tone of the efforts right now and who we're celebrating and who collectively there is a lot of anger towards, this just seems incredibly ill-timed.
And you know what else ministers could be doing? Actually show some resolve to make sure this doesn't happen again, to show us that they're doing things to ensure that they are going to be ready if something like this happens again. And instead of launching funds like this.
So we're talking today about the Keluarga Malaysia Flood Relief Fund, which has not been received well on Twitter or frankly anywhere else. And the fact that alongside it, Do Not Donate Here is trending. Now, I feel as if I'm underplaying it simply because I cannot scream on air. I don't want to...
A lot of all caps.
Yes,
a lot
yes,
of all caps.
Exactly. I don't want to trouble anybody. But I feel like I'm not getting the proper tone across because Do Not Donate Here is in entirely in caps. So yeah, that's how people are feeling. And we'd like to hear from you. I mean, firstly, what do you make of this fund? But also, are there charities that you would like to recommend who are helping with flood recovery, who are doing good work? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We will be back for your messages shortly. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:46 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. In today on Twitter, we were discussing Do Not Donate Here trending, all in caps, by the way. And this is because the Keluarga Malaysia Flood Relief Fund, which invites Malaysians to donate to the government in flood recovery efforts, was launched. People have not been too pleased. We've been asking you for your thoughts about that as well. And also, if there are charities that you'd like to recommend who are doing good work. So if you'd like to weigh in on either story, those numbers to call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now looking at the messages that we've received.
Well, I wanted to start with a pretty simple one from Shri, a recommendation of an app called Rain Alert. And they say that this app gets real-time rain alert information worldwide. So might be a good one to install if the Met department perhaps isn't satisfactory for you. But I wanted to also read this one from Katrina, who says, I'm in Japan and we have an evacuation bag ready by the door. You can get a checklist of items from your local disaster relief center or just search online, but it includes all important items like birth certificate, marriage certificate, passports. You can also purchase ready-to-use emergency packs online. We update ours every 3 months, making sure the food is not expired, that the clothes fit and is according to season. Also know your building's emergency exits in times of fire, flood and other disasters. Once exiting the building, where to go? Flooding and tsunami would mean you go to high ground. Fire would have evacuation points. Teach the children too. We have arrows marking exits. I understand Malaysia doesn't have many natural disasters, so we're not used to this, but we need to educate and prepare ourselves for the worst. And actually, that last point is something I've been thinking about a lot, that part of the reason why most of us don't think about this is because we've had it hammered into us since we were children that Malaysia doesn't have natural disasters.
I was thinking about that too, about this is something that we are told in geography. This is something that we are actively taught in school. This is something that you bake into every karangan that you write about your country, that we are so blessed.
Yes.
You know, while countries around us face tsunamis and earthquakes and the like, we are in a, we're in a safe zone, basically. And that ignores the fact that for some parts of the country, that has never been true. And for others, we are now recognizing that, especially with climate change, what might have been tenuously true at best is now no longer true at all. I also really enjoy, Katrina, your list. I just wanted to run through that again. So important items being there, also updating these emergency packs every 3 months with unexpired food, fitting clothes, seasonally appropriate clothes, knowing emergency exits. I just think these are all really important points because, again, if you're not used to it, this isn't something you naturally do. In fact, I have been thinking about this. I was like, you know, if I put my items now in a grab bag, will I remember that's where they are? Will I remember where I put the bag? Will I remember to unpack, repack the bag? And I think making it something like just something you do every 3 months, every 6 months is hugely important and goes a long way towards, you know, you feeling that sense of security that you have a plan.
Yes, I think having that plan, knowing what to do immediately is so important. We have Angie who called earlier and said, what must the respective authorities of utilities do to ensure the safety of victims and non-victims? Electricity poles, the currents should be switched off. It should be an automatic SOP to prevent electrocution to people. So it should be disconnected if there's a flood. There should be a task force to jump into action. When there's a major emergency, it can be anything, fire or war, there should be an immediate task force on ground 24/7. This should be above politics. It should be apolitical when such things happen.
Yeah, I think this idea of a task force and the immediacy of action is hugely important and something that so many people have been pointing out. Meanwhile, Fayyad says, I'd love to see Met Malaysia, the Malaysian Department of Irrigation and Drainage, the Malaysian Centre for Remote Sensing, taking charge of this emergency. The remote sensing and GIS-based flood information system exists. They should know the imageries of the area prone to flooding, the safety zones. And what this would mean is it's possible that Malaysia had the data to examine flood-prone areas and where would be the safety checkpoints since 2014. These should have been public information and a critical information for public-private companies' project clearances. What I'm saying is we have the capabilities right now to examine and confirm current and prospective inundated areas, get these data in to formulate policies, and hold some people and agencies accountable. Failure to do so is a form of negligence.
I don't think I can add much more to that. I think those are all great points, particularly that point about transparency and giving public information so as to be able to make wise choices. We do have this from, Victor, who I think is also responding to the funds that we talked about. And Victor says, I want to scream, this flood episode, what is our government doing? Government is a social contract. What do we pay taxes for? If the government is seeking charity, then that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. You know, and whether you want to scream through the phones or over Twitter, that seems to be the general consensus. Because again, I don't love the branding of Keluarga Malaysia being attached to everything that this government rolls out. I understand that this is what our governments do, that they you know, decide that this is a tagline. They're going to roll really hard with it for a year or two. We've seen this happen time and time again. But when it comes to something like this, I think just making it make sense would go a long way. So nobody is saying you can't have a relief fund. What people are objecting to is the idea that it is crowdfunded when so much of the response has already been kita jaga kita, rakyat jaga rakyat. The idea of perpetuating that but through the government is a very weird way of responding to what is already happening.
So MZ says, I fell on my bum while clearing things when the water was rising. Had a bad back while cleaning my house. Not fun. Just be careful when you're walking. Don't underestimate your back. On another note, do not donate here is timely. Why should we donate when there are special advisors being paid 50K a month and other ministers being paid handsomely?
Yeah. Again, I think, you know, at this point, we are all just saying to one another, right? Because that's more or less it. But yes, if you would like to share your thoughts, whether it is about do not donate here trending in light of the Keluarga Malaysia Flood Relief Fund that was launched by the government, or if you'd like to share flood safety tips, either way, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. You're listening to the Evening Edition. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.